Gitu ceritanya.
Gitu ceritanya.
Sesi 38, gitu ceritanya. Teman cerita kita hari ini ada...
Halo. What should I say? Jadi, nama gue Alia. Udah kenal Vini dari SMP. Pokoknya kita sekelas 3 tahun sama-sama kita doang. Yeah. I mean, gue cuma sama lo doang. Sama cewek.
Oh iya benar. Iya kita 3 tak. Cewek. Enggak. Nah. Iya cuma sama lo doang.
Ya kan kayak gue enggak sama cewek lagi deh.
Iya yang 3 tahun sekelas itu. Iya kita yang cewek.
Kenapa ya?
Ada lagi tapi cowok. Now pick a number. Karena ini dia enggak bisa milih kertas karena ini via phone call. If you're not Rila, apa kalau lu nggak sadar ini adalah phone call. Jadi ini podcast yang via phone call. So yeah, pick
karena
a number.
Ya, sayangnya jauh. Apa what's the ya oke fuck it. Okay, number dari
1 to 35. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. Do you think left-handed people are more creative than right-handed people?
Wah, topiknya oke. Okay. Gue di sini banyak sih lumayan yang left-handed people, and I don't think so at all.
Okay.
Setidaknya left-handed people yang gue tahu. Karena gue ada kelas di sini. Dia left-handed and he's very into like math and physics and like that's it.
So you're tapi saying that math and physics doesn't require creativity or what?
I feel like creativity is not like enggak berpengaruh sama tangan lo deh. I don't know. I mean, I can ask my friend who's actually into.
But then lu inget gak sih yang kayak ada otak kanan, otak kiri, terus yang kalau otak kiri lo itu gimana sih? Ya, yeah, you know that kan?
Yeah, tahu. I don't know. Kayak gua gak pernah ngeliat bukti. And I know that in some way it matters. Karena gua tahu apa teman gua dia lagi juga ngerjain thesis. Dia about neuroscience lah, and dia butuh both left-handed and right-handed people.
As samples,
yeah. But I think they do the exact same way. They do the exact same experiment, and then maybe they just see the difference. But I'm not really sure what they're looking into.
Okay.
Cuma sejauh ini gue nggak pernah like banyak banget orang yang kreatif dan right-handed dan orang yang left-handed juga nggak tentu kreatif. Then the thing is creative in what sense? Like creative in the sense of art or creative in the sense of ngeliat problem and then just trying to find a way to
problem solving creative.
Yeah, problem solving that sense of creativity.
Iya sih, gue juga nggak percaya.
Kayak
orang kalau kreatif ya udah kreatif aja gitu.
Nggak
mesti.
I mean, and yeah, like in the sense of creative juga ya itu dia definisinya apa? Menurut gue sih.
Tapi lo pernah ini nggak ketemu sama orang yang bisa dua-duanya?
Ambidextrous.
Yes, ya lupa gue namanya apa.
Gak inget kok. Kayaknya ada ambidextrousnya juga kayaknya menurut gue is a spectrum deh. In the sense that ada orang yang labelnya kidal, cuman nulis pakai tangan kanan, tapi pakai tangan kiri tapi makan pakai tangan kanan. Itu juga a matter of habit. juga aduh gue lupa siapa, cuman apa apa-apa pokoknya orangnya kidal, cuman dia pakai gunting pakai tangan kanan. Jadi like I mean does that count as ambidextrous? That's why I think it's a spectrum gitu loh. Ada activities. Oh apa adanya pacar gue dia right handed, cuman kalau misalnya dia main she plays sports.
Ah iya 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 I know that. Iya yeah, iya yeah, gue juga ada tuh teman yang dia lebih suka kiri, make kiri padahal dia nulis kanan.
Exactly. Everything
dan kayak like, lebih kuat kiri kanan. Juga
tapi,
gitu.
Tapi dia bener-bener sports doang pakai tangan kiri. So I don't know.
Iya. Yeah.
So that's ada juga itu. But yeah, I'm ambidextrous. It's pretty cool though. Kalau misal lo bosen atau lo capek,
kayak lo bisa ngedoodle pakai both of your hands and like draw something yang mirroring gitu.
Yeah, cuman kalau sports emang it's really useful kalau misal lo kidal sih.
Iyalah gila, parah.
It's just because kayak lo kalau kidal kebanyakan orang bakal tangan kanan.
Yeah.
So you're used to like, you know, like your competition to be right-handed. Cuman mereka harus mirror everything untuk nyesuaiin sama lo yang tangan kiri. So, yeah.
Iya sih.
That's pretty cool though.
Terus gue jadi inget, gue gak tahu gue udah pernah cerita sama lo atau belum. Cuma gue selama kuliah. Ya baru tahun ini sih, gue kayak sempet ikutan main futsal gitu.
Ya bagus lah.
Terus kan kayak suka iseng main, maksudnya kayak ada after kampus tuh yang yuk main yuk gitu kan. Terus kayak ya udah campur cewek cowok gitu. Angkatan gue doang gitu. Terus udah kayak main-main kayak ya kan gue enggak sadar juga gitu loh, maksudnya kayak ya udah gue menendang-nendang aja ya. Terus tapi apa ada salah satu teman gue yang emang dia main terus dia laki kan, terus dia menyadari sesuatu yang gue pun nggak sadar gitu loh. Dia kayak
which is
ya itu Vin, kiri lo lumayan juga gitu. Terus gue kayak hah iya apa gitu kan, maksudnya gue nggak sadar gitu loh.
Ya
udah
insting
kiri lo lumayan juga. Terus kayak oh oke. Kayak gue jadi kayak agak flattered sendiri gitu karena gue menyadari sesuatu yang selama ini gue nggak tahu gitu.
That's cool. Cuman ya gitu, orang-orang juga di sini like in the sense of sports people are really active sih. Gara-gara kan gue tinggal di university, jadi ada kampus kan. Jadinya ya pokoknya ada fasilitasnya lah, and like you know if you live on campus and you just go to campus. Jadi like it's really area beraktivitas lumayan kecil because everything is here. Jadinya it's really easy for you to just go do sports. Karena ada, you know, if you just want to jog, you know, there's the area to do that. Dimana teman-teman gue banyak banget yang they just run in the morning. Dimana gue nggak bisa bangun pagi.
One in the morning. Gila, nggak dingin apa?
Dia kalau masih dingin. Teman gue pokoknya ada itunya deh, ada pokoknya kalau misalnya jadi dia run, pokoknya kalau misalnya di atas 5 derajat dia masih lari. Pokoknya di bawah 5 apa gimana ya? Di atas 10 derajat dia masih lari biasa. Between 5 and 10 dia lari pakai lengan panjang, di bawah itu dia enggak lari. Pokoknya ada spektrumnya ya, terus.
Gila, gue mah jam 1 pagi selimutan ya.
Ya pokoknya dia lari jam berapa aja. Gue inget banget pas introductory week. Jadi kita camping ke Jerman. Nggak sih, kita nggak camping ke Jerman, jadi kan my university is very close to the German border kan. Jadi pokoknya kita camping di dekat university juga, cuman masih lumayan dekat. Nah terus ini orang tiba-tiba pagi-pagi like he didn't tell anyone. And then he just ran. Terus tiba-tiba dia bilang dia sampai Jerman. Terus dia balik lagi.
Buset.
Masa kayak I don't think it's that far, to be honest, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. And a lot of people go to the gym here. You got a gym, the university kan. And it's a really good gym. Cuman mahal. So yeah. And so yeah. What do you do? What do you do? What do you and your friends do except for futsal? Do you guys do it in like a regular time?
Used to. Kayak dulu, ya 2 minggu sekali sih dulu, kayak setiap hari Kamis. Tapi ya sekarang lagi puasa juga kan, kayak ya walaupun yang sebenarnya yang puasa cuma gue. Tapi kayak nggak tahu sih. Enggak sih, ada juga yang puasa yang lain beberapa. Cuma kebanyakan yang nggak puasa, jadi kayak ya udah. But it's nice. Karena karena terakhir kali gue sports itu ya SMP, SMA tuh gue samsek, enggak, maksudnya kayak ekskul aja gue SMA teater kan, bukan kayak dulu kan gue SMP basket kan, dan maksudnya dulu kalau kelas meeting itu gue futsal, ya keeper gitu loh,
ya
kan, masih main gitu loh dulu gue, terus udah SMA sama sekali enggak, kuliah tahun pertama tahun kedua enggak, baru ini kemarin ini tahun ketiga malah baru ikutan.
Gue dari tahun pertama udah tiap minggu. Do you know what ultimate frisbee is? Kayak nggak deh.
Frisbee so itu yang ngelempar piringan itu bukan?
Iya, yeah, pokoknya ya yeah, I mean people know what a frisbee is. Cuma they actually have this game.
Okay.
Dan ini memang turnamen gitu, emang sportsnya ada namanya ultimate. Jadinya pokoknya ya gitu, nggak kayak soccer juga sih, but it's basically there, it's a court, and then it's a line, and what you do is you try to get the frisbee from one end to the other. Jadi lo, cuman if you have the frisbee, you can't run. Jadi lo harus passing gitu deh. But then if you drop the frisbee, or you know someone intercepts it, the frisbee becomes theirs. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically it. And yeah, it's really fun. See, from where like that's basically what I do every week. Like I'm not good at it, but it's just really fun. It's just a really easy game, and like a lot of people can just do it. And you literally just need a field and a frisbee, and like you just play.
A field.
Like you know, you just. So it's just really fun. I mean, who can't? I mean, yeah, you probably suck at like throwing or catching frisbees, but you can.
Yeah, seru juga gitu loh, maksudnya sama teman-teman juga kan?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, ultimate frisbee, seru deh.
Lo selama di sana ngalamin ski gak?
Kagak, gue takut banget. So here's the thing, kan jadi fakultas gue kan ada apa ya, study association. I think equivalentnya BEM deh. BEM tuh singkatan apa sih? Ya sih.
Badan Eksekutif Mahasiswa.
What is it like an association? Dimana lo kayak mereka kayak ngadain event gitu for your study only? Is that what
BEM? Study only kayaknya itu deh. Himpunan mahasiswa.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Iya, itulah.
Pokoknya study gue itu tiap tahun itu ngadain ski trip.
Okay.
Ya kan? Cuman pas tahun pertama gue lebih milih study trip daripada ski trip. Karena study tripnya ke Krakow. Anyways, nah pas snow trip itu gue denger teman-teman gue yang baru pertama kali ski itu pada cedera semua, in the sense that it's like 3 or 4 days, dan hari pertama mereka udah cedera. Temen gue
cedera tuh as in so kayak bad, patah tulang
bener-bener patah running so bad, mereka harus di helikopter dan turun.
Wow.
And like in the sense, nah terus udah pas itu gue and basically every year there's something that happens to a first time skier. Yang gue langsung, gue gak bakal, gue udah kayak, yeah, there's no way I'm gonna ski. If I don't get the proper training. dan paling parah yang ini yang baru aja, so this year ski trip ada anak kelas apa tahun pertama, dia dari India, mm-hmm. terus dia skiing, and yeah again the knee or like the leg or something kayak musclesnya ada yang ketarik atau ada yang putus, he had to go back to India and like get a surgery there. And like yeah, so nope, never gonna ski if it's not like in a practice round room, and a lot of times it's really expensive, so I do wanna try it sometimes, cuman ya gak sekarang lah.
Iya sih, gue juga pengen. Enggak sih, gue gak pengen skiingnya, gue pengen snow-nya.
Okay.
I want to experience snow.
I get it every year. Cuman, let me tell you, bener-bener, like, no matter how long you've been here, you still appreciate the first day of snow. You still appreciate snow in general. Because, it's just really pretty.
Iyalah.
Bener-bener tiap masih snow, tiap snow gue masih like take my phone out and record or take a picture. You know. So yeah. Snowing is still gorgeous, no matter how many times you've seen it. I don't know. At least that's what it is for me and for some of my friends as well.
Sumber snow gue cuma di film-film doang. Dan maksudnya emang di film-film itu kayak menggambarkan emang orang tuh setiap first snow tuh pasti selalu kayak magical moment gitu loh. Kalau di film-film.
I mean, yeah, it's like not that. As far as a magical moment, but you still giddy and lo cuma pengen main. Cuma maksudnya, the thing about first snows, itu usually malam-malam.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think every time it snowed for the first time, bener-bener yang turun snownya ya, itu ya malam-malam gue udah mau tidur and whatever, so I just go out and see and just like feel it on my hands, feel it drop on my hands, habis itu udah gue balik lagi. Dan bener-bener pas pagi-paginya when you wanna play with the snow, it's a lot of it is a bit dirty. Apalagi kalau misalnya, you know, if people walk on snow and dirt, and snow isn't that clean. Except if it's like in a place where people don't walk on.
Okay, gue baru mau nanya kayak jadi gimana?
But then you know you walk to that part, and then your feet, your dirt on your shoes get on that snow, and like yeah, so. But yeah.
Oh, pernah kejebak badai salju?
No, my pokoknya area gue nggak terlalu, the snow isn't too it's not too heavy. Yang lebih nyeramin di sini are the Netherlands is famous for being very flat, so you know there's a lot of winds. Jadi yang lebih serem sebenarnya di sini is like really strong winds and storms. Yang benar-benar like just big trees just keep fall like you know just falling around. And pokoknya waktu itu gue inget, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, cuman gue inget ada orang yang di sini di kota meninggal ketiban pohon yang jatuh gara-gara really strong winds. Yeah, so I guess that's what's scarier sih. Juga snow saat ini sini cuman beberapa hari sih ya, bener-bener snow yang really thick yang lo bener-bener bisa main ya. Karena snow doesn't really last that long, especially when it's not that cold. You just see it snow, and then when it reaches the ground, it just melts. So that's it.
Okay.
But like, yeah. What else? Sini, Finn, mau gak?
Bayarin. Iya, jadi Alia nih lagi kuliah di
Belanda.
Iya. Dan gue di Jakarta.
Yes.
Jadi ya beginilah.
No, but like gue apa ya? Like I kind of want to go home but not really as well. Karena I don't know what I'll do at home.
Iya sih. Karena gue juga sempat mikir gitu loh. Maksudnya gue kepikiran kayak nanti kalau gue udah lulus, kan sekarang mungkin gue lagi secapek-capeknya itu kuliah ya. Jadi kayak rasanya tuh pengen banget istirahat, pengen banget kayak enak kali ya abis selesai kuliah gak ngapa-ngapain dulu gitu. Cuma ya aneh aja gitu gak sih rasanya kayak di rumah doang terus gak ngapa-ngapain.
I don't know, if I had the money, karena kan gue ini bentar lagi lulus, and I'm planning to take a gap year lah, and I still don't know yet exactly what I'm gonna do, but if I had the money, I would definitely just volunteer somewhere, and kind of travel. Jadi misalnya, jadi banyak banget sih program volunteering to like South America, or like Africa or somewhere, and you know, that sounds really fun, and you're also doing good, you're also seeing the world. But yeah, it also requires money. Sayangnya. But yeah, kalau gue, so tadi gue bilang ke Vini before we started this podcast. I also wanted to say hi to people I haven't said hi in a long time. Terus Vini bilang
kayak orang kayak orangnya dengerin podcast gue aja sih.
Ya makanya guys dengerin podcast Vini.
Jadi mau titip salam ke siapa?
No one in particular. It's like just I guess yeah, the relation anak-anak. Cause I haven't talked to I haven't talked to anyone besides Vini. And I just wanted to say yeah, I hope you guys are all doing fine. Gak tau like gue gak tau kapan bakal pulang, I have no plans yet, but, and yeah, but I'm quite excited to meet everyone again, and just catch up with whatever they've been doing.
Kalau misalnya ada yang dengar episode ini, terus dia tiba-tiba nge-chat lu gitu, atau nge-DM IG lu gitu, lu kaget gak?
In a good way.
Kayak, eh gue dengerin podcastnya Vini waktu itu, lo apa kabar gitu misalnya, coming from someone in SMP gitu, lo bakal kaget.
Anyone to be honest, gak tau gue like just bernostalgia, cause I feel like so my apa gue kuliah di sini 3 tahun, jadi gue bener-bener udah mau selesai, tinggal kerjain thesis doang, and jadi like I was just being nostalgic, you know, being sad and depressed and whatever, of how time goes by really fast. So whoever it is who wants to reminisce things with me, and also to look forward to the future, I guess. Yeah.
Bahaya kalau reminiscing doang tuh.
Hmm?
Bahaya kalau reminiscing doang.
Iya, makanya harus look forward to the future. No, but I mean the greatest achievement you can do to yourself is to be able to just generally laugh about what you did and, you know, how you were.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Seru sih itu. Kayak tolol-tololnya gue dulu gitu loh. Kayak ngapain sih dulu gue?
No, like I kept saying this to people I've like, you know, people I've met here, like, you know, hey, what were you in high school? What were you in junior high school? Whatever. But, like, genuinely, if I could go back in time, I would totally punch myself in the face. did you go? PSA, public service announcement. For people who I've met, like, the SMP, and I've hurt you, or in any way, I've made you uncomfortable.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I swear, I hope I've grown.
Yeah. It should be.
Yeah.
We all grow, man.
Kalau misalnya...
Sumpah, gue lagi ngebayangin ada orang yang ngedengerin podcast ini terus langsung nge-send apa gitu ke lo.
I would actually really feel thankful sih kalau misalnya mereka bakal ngehirap gue, because I don't know, just kayak if I ever, you know, made them uncomfortable or hurt them or whatever, then they have it in their heart to just, you know, to just approach me about it. I don't know. So karena kan kalau misalnya lo orang biasa or whatever, itu lo bisa aja just ignore it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyone wants to talk or just catch up, you know? It's
like hi, hi.
Yeah, hi. I haven't. It's fun. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I always wanted to, you know, just say hi to a lot of people. Cuman gue takut dikacangin.
Dan takut kayak lo SKSD banget lo sih.
Iya makanya. But yeah, there's so many people I want to talk to see. And just, yeah, just people that just, so many things have happened to them.
Yeah, of course.
Ini, oh, so many things happened to you too lah. Kalau mau nyebut nama, gue udah kayak ada 10 people I just want to talk to right now.
Kenapa?
Kalau gue nyebut nama, gue ada 10 orang yang bakal gue shout out.
Wow, okay. Gila. Gue juga ada sih, maksudnya kayak ya udah 10 orang yang kayak sebenarnya gue juga pengen ngobrol gitu.
Yeah. Cuma
kayak I don't know how to approach them in a in a appropriate way. Ngerti gak?
Iya, ngerti.
Kayak lo gak bisa gitu tiba-tiba ngechat orang kayak, eh gila gue tadi abis misalnya, gue tadi abis ngeliat ada sepatu gitu, sepatunya kayak punya lo waktu SMP, kayak that would be creepy gitu.
Iya. Gila gue lo, tapi, I mean yeah, no, it's understandable, cuman kayak gue aja gak inget sepatu gue di SMP kayak apa deh. No,
gua,
I remember.
Iya, enggak sih, ini gue random aja nyebut sepatu, yeah, karena depan gue ada rak sepatu, kayak, gitu.
Gak ada, think about it, gue lagi berusaha nginget-nginget sepatu orang.
Tapi lo, maksudnya kayak gue tuh pernah gitu loh yang kayak lewatlah orang gitu. Terus kayak dia pakai baju. Ya maksudnya dulu kita SMP banyak kan yang gak cukup seragam sih. Maksudnya kan dulu kan kita ada baju yang dalam satu minggu itu ada satu hari yang pakai baju bebas gitu kan. Terus kan kayak rata-rata yang anak cowok pada pakai jersey bola mulu gitu kan. Jadi tuh gue tuh kalau misalnya, dan sekarang tuh jarang banget gitu loh kayak ada temen gue yang ke kampus gitu random, ya udah dia emang pakai jersey bola gitu ke kampus. Jadi kadang gue tuh setiap ada temen gue yang cowok kalau ke kampus pakai jersey bola tuh gue tuh yang kayak wow, inget SMP.
Seru.
Karena SMA gue bener-bener gak ada seragam mulu gitu loh, Senin sampai Jumat. Jadi kayak the day to actually expressing our identity and ourselves tuh kayak gak ada gitu loh. Sedangkan SMP ada, terus kayak kuliah sekarang setiap hari bebas gitu.
Kadang-kadang gue rindu masa-masa pakai seragam seluruh, jadi lo gak usah
mikir.
Lo gak usah mikirin mau pakai baju apa.
Iya sih.
Cuman, thankfully di sini orang-orangnya cukup nonchalant tentang baju sih. Jadi lo bisa pakai baju apa, mereka gak terlalu peduli. So, I'm really grateful for that. Aduh, kenapa kamu cerita soal ngobrol apa sih? SMP.
Tuh kan, emang selalu ini gak di podcast, gak off record, tuh pasti ujungnya begini.
Iya, tapi oh ini juga disclaimer, kita gak terlalu sering ngobrol. It's not like we just talk about SMP like every month.
Iya gak, kita teleponan aja sebulan sekali belum tentu gitu loh.
Iya, I don't know, I don't really chat. Gue mendingan sekalian nelpon gitu loh, ngerti gak sih?
Iya.
Kalau misalnya mau ngobrol.
Iya lah.
Karena kalau misalnya chatting gue selalu lupa just to answer.
Dan maksudnya gue pun sebenarnya orang yang prefer chat sih sejujurnya. Cuma karena maksudnya gue juga tahu gitu kalau sama lo tuh lebih enak dan lebih ngalir kalau telepon. Jadi yang kayak ya udahlah.
Ya gue kebanyakan malas sih to be honest. Gara-gara gue sering multitask. Jadinya it's just easier for me to just, you know, not on my phone. and just doing other things while talking to people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ah. Seru. Aduh. But yeah, no. Gue nanti balik Indonesia, I promise Vinny that gue bakal agak diem-diem dan bakal cuma text her. Pim yuk, gitu.
Idi.
Jadi gak usah ada yang mau di-text gitu juga.
Kalau ada yang mau di-text, silahkan DM Alia sekarang juga. Say hi. Say hi to Alia. Jadi nanti lo menjadi inner circle-nya Alia.
Lagi krisis. Lagi quarter life crisis.
Mau menjadi inner circle Alia yang diajak di Kepim? Silahkan hubungi. Langsung saja DM, ketik HI spasi titik 2 tutup kurung.
Aduh. Emang Pim, emang Pim masih hit sekarang? Orang-orang sekarang pada kalau hangout gimana sih?
Gak tahu, lu tahu gue anak rumahan.
Ya tapi kan lu punya teman maksudnya.
Betul. Ya tapi kan teman kampus gue Jakarta Timur, coy.
Oh iya.
Buat mereka ke PIM aja tuh enggak gitu.
Jakarta Timur di mana hangoutnya?
Gue tuh timur agak utara, jadi seringnya kalau mall itu ke Kelapa Gading.
Jujur, kayak gue pernah ke mall Kelapa Gading, sebenernya gue udah gak ingat sama sekali.
Kelapa Gading, tapi di deket kampus gue ada apa sih kayak pusat perbelanjaan gitulah. Kayak supermarket gede gitu, tapi kayak ada bioskopnya gitu-gitu. Ada kayak time zone-nya gitu.
Oh iya. Gue baru mau kayak nanya, oh kayak Teknik Mart gitu. Cuman gue bilang, oh iya, enggak boleh nyebut nama merek.
Nanti ketahuan gue tinggal di mana.
Oh iya. Iya, gue juga belum ngomong gue kuliah di mana.
So iya kan, udahlah, sebut aja Belanda. Gak usah, orang tuh gak usah tahu. Tapi kita dari tadi nyebut PIM.
Iya, nyebut PIM bisa.
Jadi agak ketahuan orientasi kita tuh ada di mana. Tapi PIM kita gak nyebut ya, itu Pondok Indah Mall atau Puri Indah Mall.
Oh iya. Iya aja deh.
Iya deh.
Aduh.
Gue terakhir. Oh tapi ini sih, ya lagi puasa kan ya. Jadi mall-mall tuh lagi yang, ya lagunya Maher Zain mulu.
Oh Maher Zain tuh masih famous though.
I don't know if he's still a thing. Atau karena emang gak ada lagi penyanyi religi.
Lo udah berapa kali apa orang-orang udah pada bukberi terus gak jadi-jadi.
Oh untungnya enggak, tahun ini gak ada. Sumpah, gue seneng banget tahun ini gak ada. Tapi cuma satu doang. Dan maksudnya gue juga di kampus kan, gue gak banyak gitu loh yang puasa. Jadi tuh bukber tuh bener-bener yang kayak, ya kalau misalnya jam kelas selesainya jam 5, terus kayak ada yang, gue lagi pengen makan ini deh buat buka. Terus kayak ya udah gue langsung, yaudah yuk makan itu buat buka, udah berangkat. Jadi segampang itu gitu loh.
Cuman ya gue kangen sih suasana bukber.
Iya sih.
Kangen suasana apa, just trying to find a place to eat. And you know, terus ya gitu. Kayak, I mean, lebaran udah pasti lah gue bikin kangen. Cuman bener-bener the simple things of like bulan puasa, Ramadan tuh juga.
Gorengan.
Yeah, just, yeah, I don't know. Iklan sirup.
Iya, semua ya temen-temen gue tuh pada ketawa semua gitu loh, karena kan gue tuh punya gue nggak menyebut gue ahli sih, cuma mereka yang menyebut gue ahli. Gue ahli menirukan iklan-iklan. Ya, terus kan pokoknya dulu tuh ada salah satu iklan, ya kayaknya lo tahu deh, pokoknya dia tuh iklan kalau iklan bulan puasanya dia tuh pasti beduk dulu.
Oh Iya, nggak boleh nyebut merek.
Iya, iya, pokoknya pokoknya ada iklan yang dia tuh beduk dulu, abis itu nyanyi. Iya, orang-orang pada komplain. Terus gue tuh nyontohin tuh iklan di kelas. Jadi tuh kan pokoknya komposisi kelas gue itu yang puasa tuh ada 4 orang, sisanya nggak puasa. Terus apa namanya? Gue karena emang iklan itu deket banget sama gue, ya gue nyanyiin kan tuh iklan kayak beduk, terus gue nyanyiin, terus yang pada nggak puasa tuh sampai ketawa karena mereka pun juga sebetulnya nontonin TV di zaman itu gitu loh. Kayak mereka ngerasa kayak anjir, gue emang nggak puasa, cuma gue tahu iklan ini dan gue tuh nggak tahu bahwa iklan itu tuh annoying itu buat kalian gitu. Karena buat mereka tuh iklan biasa aja, tapi buat kita itu annoying banget kan iklan yang beduk dulu itu.
Iya, iya. Cuman lo sekarang, lo tuh masih nonton TV gak sih? Soalnya gue gak inget. I mean, gue gak mungkin nonton TV sedih-sedih. Kayak just gak ada TV gitu kan.
Kayaknya enggak deh. Maksudnya gue aja azanan itu. Aplikasi.
Cuman kayak...
Kalau sahur butuh tontonan, gue aplikasi juga.
Iya, terus apa kalau misalnya you nonton apa juga itu, I mean people just go to Netflix or something.
Mm-mm.
Jadi cuman kadang-kadang gue kangen loh, just you know going home, sitting on a couch watching TV, karena ada rasa kekeluargaannya gitu nggak sih? I don't know, at least for me, gara-gara my family was all about TV. This is not the greatest thing a family can be. Like, I feel like there's so many parents that are frowning upon my parents' choices in that way. But yeah.
Tapi enggak sih, gue ngeliat TV enggak menjadi sesuatu yang deket gitu sama gue. Maksudnya kayak ya udah gue nonton aja gitu.
Oh, gitu.
Nggak yang menjadi sih habit atau menjadi something yang kayak ritual.
Nggak, gue sekarang masih even apa, gue kadang-kadang kalau sama nyokap juga like how we connect juga is about series. Jadi series apa gitu. Bu nonton ini deh, seru gitu kan. But even then obviously I watch it online, like I don't watch it on TV. And she also doesn't watch it. She also watches it online or something.
Gue baru banget mau nanya lu nonton Game of Thrones atau enggak, tapi gue inget lu enggak nonton.
Enggak.
Jadi no. Gue yang kayak ya udah. Tapi tadi juga, lucu deh.
I mean like gue juga I watch series a lot, cuman enggak ada apa-apa pernah ke-hook Game of Thrones.
Sama.
But the thing is I know pretty much well not everything, but I know who's who and
oh, enggak sih, gue enggak tahu.
Gara-gara gue season terakhir ini, gue I just like read, I don't watch the episodes, but like I basically read what happens.
Yeah, and all the memes, right?
Maybe people will like smack me about this, but yeah.
But yeah, udah ending juga sih, maksudnya kayak di sini juga udah. Tapi tadi lucu deh, gue melihat sesuatu yang sangat membuat gue merasa kayak my heart warm gitu, warm. Ya itulah. Kayak anget aja gitu ngeliatnya, kayak seneng gitu. Kan tadi gue pulang dari kampus kan ke rumah, terus gue naik MRT. Terus di MRT itu ada dua cowok, dua-duanya bawa tas gede. Yang satu bawa koper, tapi kopernya yang kayak cabin lah, koper cabin gitu. Yang satunya lagi bawa travel bag yang panjang. Iya, terus habis itu gue tuh yang kayak mikir gitu kan, kayak nih orang dari mana gitu kan, kok apa bawa tas begini gitu, maksudnya sampai bawa koper gitu loh. Karena gue selama gue di MRT tuh gue baru pertama kali ini yang gue ngelihat ada yang bawa koper. Sudah terus kalau gue perhatiin kaosnya mereka tuh sama-sama hitam, terus salah satunya ada tulisan Game of Thrones. Begitu gue yang kayak oh iya Game of Thrones. Terus tuh ternyata setelah gue perhatikan lagi dari ujung rambut sampai ujung kaki tuh, itu kayaknya kayak atribut gitu loh. Jadi even the shoes even the shoes tuh sepatu yang kayak sepatu lama gitu loh. Terus celananya itu tuh kayak ada apa ya, kayak tajem-tajem gitu, nggak tahu apalah pokoknya. Pokoknya celananya tuh kayak kayak jeans tapi ada apa ya, kayak ada shield, I don't know if that's a shield or not, tapi kayak ya gitulah pokoknya. Pokoknya gue mempercayai bahwa apa yang mereka gunakan adalah atribut gitu. Terus mereka tuh juga bawa swords gitu. Jadi kayak bawa mainan yang satu swords, yang satu gue nggak tahu itu tongkat buat jalan atau gimana. Cuma ya gitulah, yang satu megang sword, yang satu megang si kayak semi tongkat itu gitu. Terus apa namanya, gue tuh ngeliat mereka kayak, wah gila nih orang pasti mau nobar nih. Nobar episode terakhir kan hari ini. Udah gue yang kayak ngeliat itu tuh kayak keinget dulu gue segila itu juga gitu loh sama sebuah fandom.
Lo gak mau ngomong fandomnya apa?
Apa?
Are you just like making a generalization of your apa fangirliness, atau lo are you avoiding stating like a specific fandom?
Hah, gimana? Ulang.
Lo soalnya you said that abis lo ngeliat mereka lo keinget lo seberapa excited lo dengan sebuah fandom.
Iya.
But then is it more like a generalization of how excited you are when you are a fangirl, atau are you avoiding which fandom you to state gitu ya sih? Aduh, gue I'm confused.
Enggak. Gue yang pertama. Kayak gue jadi keinget lagi gitu loh rasanya punya clan. Rasanya punya sekutu gitu loh. Ngerti gak sih? Kayak maksudnya dulu gue inget nonton Harry Potter tuh segambreng sama orang-orang. Terus nonton Hunger Games tuh juga yang segambreng juga. Terus yang kayak ada beberapa orang yang emang udah beli si apa pin sama jamnya Hunger Games, jadi tuh pas nonton tuh mereka pakai itu gitu. Terus kayak ya gak tahu, gue tuh yang kayak wow aja gitu. Gue tuh selalu seneng ngelihat orang-orang yang punya fandom, orang-orang yang punya ketertarikan lebih terhadap sebuah dunia fiksi gitu.
Avengers heboh gak sih pas sekarang?
Heboh sih. Dan kebetulan gue pas Avenger itu gue di Gading nontonnya. Terus di Gading itu kadang tuh suka kalau ada film-film yang populer banget gitu tuh suka exhibition gitu loh. Kayak kemarin tuh Star Wars pun juga di Gading ada si Millennium Falcon. Ya itu ada itu. Terus kayak ada cosplaynya si siapa sih, gue nggak ngerti lah, gue nggak ngikutin Star Wars, tapi ada cosplaynya beberapa karakter. Terus ada di pintu XX1-nya aja tuh ada stormtrooper deh kalau nggak salah.
Terus, that's pretty cool.
Terus gitu deh. Nah kemarin pun pas Avenger tuh juga kayak gitu, jadi ada di bawah tuh ada life size Thanos gitu. Kayak lo bisa foto bareng sama Thanos. Terus kayak ada itu juga, ada Iron Man juga. Gitu deh.
I mean, yeah, gue pasti di Jakarta atau di kota-kota gede gitu kan pastilah orang-orang pada heboh. Cuman gue juga planning sih. Jadi gue selalu nonton Marvel tuh. Jadi gue di sini I don't watch as many movies karena mahal, which I still feel very sad about. Cuman kalau Marvel tuh pasti gue nonton.
Udah.
Gue nonton tuh sama sepupu gue. Pokoknya tuh like itu gue bener-bener nonton sama sepupu gue tuh udah hari kedua itu keluar, itu gue udah book tiket dari seminggu sebelumnya. And cuma itu kayak kebetulannya itu it's booked. cuman gue nontonnya waktu itu tuh hari Kamis pagi apa, jadinya tuh pagi. Mungkin you know kids are gone to school gitu kan, itu bener-bener yang nonton tuh you know just older people, yeah. Jadinya tuh nggak se
enak sih,
seheboh, ngerti gak sih? Just people that just like it in the sense that you know I mean this is a generalization, tapi pasti kan yang heboh itu kan usually like kids or two teenagers lah.
Mm-hmm.
Dan I mean ya yeah, jadi pas gue nonton emang penuh dan emang you know yeah people are excited cuman they don't show it, they're not as vocal and mereka gak heboh, ngerti gak sih? So yeah, so I kind of missed out on the vibe. Cuman gue inget banget tuh abis selesai, mungkin juga because of the people that I've surrounded myself with. Cuman tuh kita tuh overanalyze the movie banget.
Okay.
In the sense that the freaking theories,
mm-hmm.
it really doesn't, but wait, in the sense that, kan I studied math for my first year, kan? I mean, and it's math, basic math for a first year of a university student, dan pokoknya itu there's this episode, spoiler alert, where, gue boleh ngomong spoiler gak sih? Lo udah nonton belum?
Gue udah nonton.
Oh iya, spoiler alert for Avengers Endgame, pas, you know, Tony Stark was trying to figure out, trying to make the simulations, and then, you know, he was like, yeah, Friday, set the simulations on an inverse Mobius strip and find the eigenvalues and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously for people yang, you know, gak belajar math or, you know, whatever, pasti juga gak terlalu ngerti. Mm-hmm. Cuman literally for university students that have studied math, it makes, like, I'm giving the producers of the movie, like the doubt that, you know, there's probably, like, a lot of more equations, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, an inverse Mobius strip doesn't make sense.
Iya, gue ngeliat kok di YouTube ada kayak, apa namanya, pembahasan tentang time traveling. Dan mana time traveling yang paling make sense di movie-movie gitu. Yeah. Kayak comparation-nya, ya terus dibahas Back to the Future lah, terus Avengers lah, terus beberapa lainnya lagi.
Yeah, pokoknya tuh in the sense that I don't know, maybe it's too advanced for me to understand. Is it? Cuman like a Mobius strip is a shape that if you inverse it,
mm-hmm.
it's literally the same shape. And to get eigenvalues of something, you have to get a matrix of a shape. And like, boy, it doesn't really make sense in the sense that they just put in buzzwords to make it sound, you know, cool and scientific.
Mm.
Cuman, I feel like they could have chosen buzzwords yang lebih extra, so people don't get it, you know? There are, like, a lot of math theories out there yang, you know, yang really, orang-orang gak ada yang ngerti gitu kan. And, you know, they should have got that way, but yeah.
Mm.
Oh man, I must sound like a prick right now, to be honest. Sorry. But I just remembered, like, kan gue nonton sama sepupu gue sama pasar gue.
Uh-uh.
And we were just so into it. Gue ingat abis itu we were eating Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just discussing the movie over dim sum about how, like, what they were trying to mean by those things. But yeah, it was hilarious. And then, terus kita ngobrol sama teman-teman yang udah nonton. And yeah, it was just funny to us. I guess. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Tapi gue suka tahu sama analisis gitu. Maksudnya kayak seru gitu. Gue pernah nonton pokoknya di YouTube lah kayak pembahasan tentang itu si 500 Days of Summer. Terus
which
kayak
one?
ngebahas is summer the right the formulation of Pixie Girl apa? Terus kayak
Pixie Manic Dream Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I saw the video as well.
Terus
nge-compare
si Summer sama si
Summer is if she is a Pixie Manic Dream Girl. No, I watched that. That was pretty cool.
Terus gue nonton apalagi ya, kayak gue suka tau sama video-video YouTube kayak gitu, kayak seru gitu, kayak wow aja gitu orang tuh bisa memikirkan hal kayak gitu.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Terus kayak classification apa MBTI-nya di movie-movie tuh siapa aja yang ini, siapa aja yang itu gitu.
That's cool. No, the pacing on a dream girl thing. I remember when I was a kid, just because maybe I saw the wrong movies in the sense that the pixie man in Dreamville was always, you know, the girl. Mm. And then, you know, she's always so cheery and she always wants, you know, the guy will eventually turn good and appreciate her. Mm. And I always, and like maybe as a kid, I always wanted to be that pixie man in Dreamville.
Okay.
Which as I see right now, like why the hell would you want to be
that?
Like, you know, being abused like that, but yeah. That's crazy. But yeah. No, but they make a really cool sense, in the sense that I don't know if it was the movie or, you know, just if they did it on purpose or it just accidentally like happened in a very good way, but their portrayal of Summer and kind of like yeah, in that video of how we want Summer to see, like, because we see it from what's the guy's name, Tom's point of view, that she is not actually a pixie man dream girl, and like holy crap, that makes, and the thing is they're related to so many movies that we can just, oh shit,
bahkan ada video yang dia ngebahas formulanya cara bikin romcom movies. Terus kayak bener gitu, terus kayak lah iya, romcom movies begini semua.
Yeah, I mean that's what gets you. That's what gets people's attention and people's heart to flutter. Yep. What was your favorite romcom film? Wait, actually, that time out, are you keeping the time? Because I feel like I've been talking to you for a while.
Oh iya. Ya udahlah. Gue pernah kok 1 jam.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. I don't wanna destroy the form out of your podcast.
Gue suka Stuck in Love tuh romcom bukan?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Gue sampai sekarang belum ada sih yang ngegantiin Stuck in Love. Oh my god, you have to watch Carrie Pilby.
Oh yeah, I actually saw your post and I googled it and I was like putting it on my tab, close it just to watch it. Cuman terus gue belum nonton.
itu bukan film yang apa ya, kayak naik turun gitu sih, kayak dia slow pace, tapi gak tahu, gue tuh nontonnya kayak ngerasa relatable aja gitu loh. Dan ih, manis banget.
Okay.
Ya, tapi gak tahu sih, gue gak tahu lo bakal suka atau enggak, cuma
no, maybe
gue suka sih.
That makes sense. Aduh,
apalagi ya gue yang suka Stuck in Love. Nggak, Stuck in Love tuh belum ada yang ganti. Gue tuh yang sampai sekarang belum ada yang gantiin tuh Stuck in Love. Before Sun. Yang kedua tuh apa? Sunset. Before Sunset sama 527. Tuh gue kalau ditanyain 1 juta umat top 3 movies lo apa, tuh gue bakal jawab 3 itu.
Jadi top 3 movies lo semuanya romcom.
Yeah. I'm hopeless romantic, man.
Alhamdulillah gue enggak.
Apa ya yang gue suka apa sih selain romcom? Tuh kan gue jadi mikir.
Ya mikir lah.
Tapi 527 tuh bukan romcom, itu tuh drama.
527 tuh apaan sih? Kayaknya belum nonton.
Pokoknya itu ceritanya tentang kayak selingkuhan gitu.
Cuma lu pernah nonton something in the sense of selingkuhan? Lu pernah nonton something borrowed?
Kayaknya waktu itu lo kita pernah ngomongin ini pas SMP. Terus akhirnya gue nonton tapi gue lupa itu flow-nya yang gimana. Itu yang mau nikah kan? Yang ada relate sama nikah gitu gak sih?
Yes, tuh. Pokoknya John Krasinski itu hot banget.
Siapa lagi ya? Gue yang baru-baru ini nonton. Oh, gue baru-baru ini abis nonton Wine Country.
Oh, itu gimana? Bagus gak? Gue pengen nonton loh.
Kocak
itu sih. Keanu Reeves kan? Keanu Reeves sama siapa namanya? Kok gue lupa? Winona Ryder.
Kok Keanu Reeves?
Oh shit, no, that's completely
no, different. It's the... Aduh, siapa nama dia? Tina Fey, terus Amy Adams.
Yeah, no, that's Tina Fey. No, but Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder is in the movie as well. Agak-agak kayak Wine Country gitu deh kayaknya. Bentar, gue Google. Sumpah, I'm not making shit up, I swear.
Hah? Masa sih? How kok gue ke skip? Yang gue tahu si Keanu Reeves tuh ada di Be My Maybe. Eh, atau Always Be My Maybe gitu.
Destination Wedding. How did I...
Oh, gue tahu tuh yang covernya kayak Before... Aduh. Iya, yang di kereta gitu bukan sih covernya?
I think so. Nggak tahu deh. I don't know which cover you saw. But yeah, probably.
Iya, yeah, kayak. Okay. Iya.
But yeah. Apa, because it's a wedding and then there was a scene where they were like trying wine, so I just like... Yeah, my brain just mixed them up.
Oh, okay. Film wedding yang gua suka apa ya? Oh enggak, 27 Dresses sih.
Iya. Wedding. Gua baru mau ngomong.
27 Dresses tuh
James Marsden, James Marsden's so cute.
Belum
ada. Gua tuh suka Katherine Heigl though. Like she's okay, but I don't know. I find her, she always plays uptight characters, I think.
Mm.
And I don't know if she's just it's just the way she is.
I'm not excited for Aladdin though.
I don't know. People have been this to it. Gue nonton like the newest trailer and the one that you know.
Prince Ali.
Aladdin. Yeah, Prince Ali.
Gue gak suka, woy.
What? I actually think the guy was pretty good. I don't know. I'm interested to see at least.
Yeah.
And see, girlnya, what's her name? Naomi Scott, I think that's her name. I mean, obviously, we know her from the one and only Lemonade Mouth.
Yeah.
I still think it's the best Disney movie yet, to be honest. I fucking love that movie. But yeah, I think that maybe she's not. I feel like she's a bit more emo than that cartoon Jasmine. I feel like Jasmine has more sass, and I haven't seen that yet for her, from her. But yeah, I don't know. Will Smith as Genie is more like Will Smith as Will Smith cosplay Genie. If you get what I mean?
Iya, makanya itu.
But yeah.
Yang gua kayak nonton gak ya? Maksudnya kayak gue tuh sejujurnya punya high expectation gitu loh sama Aladdin karena ya gak tahu again balik lagi ke SMP dulu kita punya PR Aladdin tuh kayak kayak
what?
Lu inget gak sih yang kita baca Arabian Nights?
Oh ya yeah.
Terus kita disuruh compare Aladdin film sama Aladdin Arabian Nights.
I don't remember that.
Okay, I remember that. So
yeah. How many of us do you think actually finished the book?
Apa? I don't know.
The book in class?
Kayaknya dikit deh. Because bukunya aja saat itu sharing, woy. Gue inget banget. Iya. Sekelas tuh cuma di library itu cuma ada 5 bukunya. Jadi tuh setiap pelajaran itu pasti baca bukunya satu grup gitu. Terus gue tuh gak bisa kan kayak gitu. Sampai akhirnya gue tuh sampai harus nitip sama sepupu gue yang tinggal di luar negeri untuk beliin tuh buku.
Oh,
jadi dikirim tuh gue dari luar. Terus ya udah since then kayak gue jadi bawa Arabian Nights sendiri gitu ke sekolah. Tapi ya tetap aja.
Di Kinokuniya juga ada deh.
Dulu belum, dulu susah. Dulu belum ada. Kita lulus baru banyak. Terus gue tuh yang kayak staring at the shelves kayak, why don't you show up earlier?
That would be nice. I thought that was fun. But you know what was what I really liked?
What?
The book after that. What
is it called? The Giver, yes.
The Giver. I really liked that book.
Dan iya, dan maksudnya gue juga, I was very into dystopian stuff gitu kan.
But the thing is, I think a lot of people were turned off by the cover.
Iya.
That people didn't
Grandpa.
Think, like, I know for a fact that I didn't know it was a dystopian. Like, I started reading it, I was like, holy crap, this is actually quite interesting. But then when I saw the cover, I thought it was kayak, I don't know, some sort of, like, old wise man.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I started to like The Giver after we watched the movie Equilibrium.
I liked that movie, but when did we watch it?
Kita sekelas loh. Nonton kita tuh.
Okay. Equilibrium tuh itu kan sih.
Yang enggak boleh punya feelings itu loh.
Yeah. It was that dude, what's his name? The Irish actor.
Iya, itu sumpah gue tuh karena disuruh compare juga gitu antara si Equilibrium sama The Giver. Terus gue pas nonton Equilibrium kayak, wah gila, keren banget nih film gitu kan, yang si ceweknya gak boleh, gak minum obatnya apa sehari atau gimana gitu. Terus kayak ketahuan, terus kayak langsung chaos gitu kan. Terus kayak ternyata tiba-tiba si siapa sih waktu itu guru kita kayak ngomong, iya sebenarnya The Giver tuh juga kayak gitu, It's a story about repressing your feelings and stuff gitu kan. Terus gue langsung langsung baca tuh The Giver. Terus kayak wah
okay.
Gila.
I googled Equilibrium because I was trying to find who's in it, but I mixed them up again. It was Christian Bale who was in Equilibrium.
Oh.
Okay.
Christian,
anyways, sorry.
Christian Bale. Wait. What do you have any opinion about Robert Pattinson, Batman?
Oh yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have given him a lot of shit for Twilight. And the one that has given him the most shit is himself. So I don't know. Maybe he's emo enough because of Twilight to become Batman.
Okay. Yeah, udah deh.
I don't know. I have no opinions yet, but I feel like. Yeah, I haven't seen much of his work, but I do still. My hopes are still high for him. Maybe he is quite a talented, versatile actor. So who knows?
Terus gue ngeliat ada orang bilang, someone please cast Taylor Lautner as Joker.
Oh, I don't know. I love Taylor Lautner. He's super cute.
Gue yang kayak, okay.
I don't think he has that. I don't think his acting ability is that high.
Okay. Yaudah deh.
Okay.
1 jam 3 menit.
1 jam.
Ya udah, kita sudahkan dulu sesi kali ini.
Do I say it now?
Yeah.
Oh, gitu ceritanya.